I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Every year, New Yorkers discard 200,000 tons of clothing, shoes, accessories, and linens. That's equivalent to the weight of 1,000 blue whales. But that's just residential waste. What about the waste produced by the fashion industry? Nobody really knows because no agency tracks the fabric waste trickling out from boutique designers or textile factories. That said, Fab Scrap may have a rough idea. Since the Brooklyn nonprofit formed in 2016, it has diverted over 2 million pounds of fashion fabrics from landfill waste streams. Half of its giant warehouse is consumed by floor-to-ceiling black garbage sacks crammed with discarded materials and outfits. Every week, another 6,000 pounds of scraps are delivered. Volunteers sort through the contents and salvage reusable swatches or bolts of material before sending the rest on to a processing plant that converts the cloth into shoddy. Shoddy is lots and lots of shredded materials compressed into thick sheets that can then be used as insulation material. The need for fashion waste diversion solutions is mighty, as the UN estimates 10% of global carbon dioxide pollution comes from trashed fashion. Ordinary people knock down even more CO2 pollution when they divert household food scraps to compost, which goes to show that the best way to solve a waste problem is through expanded awareness. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.